What if you were born with a disease that you always knew would kill you? And then what if all of a sudden you were given a second chance? Well, that's exactly what happened to me. And it's the question that we explore on the new podcast series, Breathless, from Snack Labs. Join me, Jeremy Saunders, for a series that explores what it means to live and die, to love and to lose, and what it's like to have your whole life turned upside down and the unexpected challenges that come with a life-saving drug. You can listen to Breathless now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
All right, folks, we got a really sweet one this week. Bridie and I had the pleasure of sitting down and chatting with an old friend named Deborah. I got a question for you. What do you do when you can't find lube that doesn't do everything that you want it to, like enhance your pleasure either with your partner or on your own or with your favorite toy? Well, you do what Deborah did and you fucking make your own. Pleasure Pods founder and pleasure seeker Deborah sits down with Bridie and I to talk all about her adventure into creating the Pleasure Pod, which is actually may have just become my new favorite lube. So I hope you enjoy this. It's a hilarious and fun conversation with somebody that is extraordinarily lovable, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. All right. See you later. Well, this is going to be a treat. We are joined by our friend Deborah. Actually, truly, old friend. Bridie.
Actually, friend.
You guys go way back.
We do. Actually, yeah. How far back do we go? Can you refresh my memory of what year?
Yep. It was 2012.
Wow.
Okay.
2012.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, way back.
Absolutely love how threads of your life intertwine with one another. And I got to say, I don't think I've ever had on it. We did have one Moto teacher. So we know each other from our yoga community.
Yes, context. Yeah.
Moto yoga, which is, I probably talked about it. We probably talked about it on the show numerous times. Mm-hmm. We've had one other guest that I can't remember if we used a pseudonym for her, so I'm not going to call her out.
Yep.
But I think this was you had mentioned earlier today, vulvodynia.
Yes.
I believe it was a similar type of conversation we had with that previous Moto teacher. And here we are, worlds colliding again. I was going to say, I can't imagine any context in which my yoga community and this podcast would intersect, but here we are. And it's not even the first time, but on a totally wild and interesting, fascinating new subject.
That's right. Very new. We are not going to be talking about yoga,
no.
I don't think. But we are more so going to be talking about lube. Deb and her partner Brian are the founders and pleasure seekers over at Pleasure Pods. And Pleasure Pods is a lubricant that you so kindly sent us a little sample. Mm-hmm. And they are literally these little pods that contain a perfect amount of lube. They don't have chemicals. They don't stain your shit. There's no preservatives. It's not messy. It's slippery, but it ain't sticky. I mean, it's all the things that personally I'm looking for when I'm looking to lube up anything, really.
I love that it says it right on the label, because I have to go into most stores when I'm looking for lube and be like, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. And
that's the thing. Like, you know, I went the last time I went shopping for lube, I had no, you know, I didn't have, I've never really had much of a vocabulary for what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I just know that I'm not looking for silicone based typically when I go. Mm. And it's kind of a crapshoot, you know, like I've had some lubes where I went, that was great. And then I go back to where, you know, wherever I'm supplying myself with lube. And maybe they don't have the same one that I had. And I'm like, fuck, all right, I gotta get a new one. And then, you know, you get that new one and it doesn't really work out. Thank God we have this podcast, because I feel like we have been sent like a lifetime supply of lube over the years. And I've just been kind of basing it off that. But I guess before we get into the thick of it, Deb, thanks for joining us. We're so happy to have you. Mm-hmm. Give us a little bit of insight here. How does one go from the yoga world into the startup lube world?
You know, and thanks for asking that, Jeremy. I've got to be honest with you, it's really an interesting story, because, and I get really honest here. So, because to me,
yeah,
I like to get honest. And so when I met my partner, Brian, back in, it's almost 9 years ago, I was actually just going through perimenopause. And with perimenopause comes the dreaded vaginal dryness, thinning walls, you know, hot flashes, and just a lot of pain and discomfort when you're having intercourse. Ooh. So we were basically saying, okay, let's try some lubes. And, you know, we tried the water base. We tried a couple of different brands, some of the well-known brands. We tried silicone, and then we even tried some aloe ones that were out there. There's some newer ones that are out there. We even tried some coconut ones that were not all coconut, but a combination. And nothing was helping us with the friction. Mm-hmm. Nothing was helping us with the constant reapplying, which for me really interfered in our pleasure, because you just had to keep in interruption. And the mood, and it just got to the point where it was just so frustrating. And I felt like going, okay, I know, because I've got menopause, I've got vaginal dryness, but I'm not the only one, even no matter menopause or not. So many women deal with this at all ages, and even younger girls that are starting as well too. Mm. And women that are, you know, plunged into menopause due to cancer. You know, there's so many different things. And so I said to my partner, Brian, I said, we have to create something. So we ended up using coconut oil. Mm-hmm. We used coconut oil for 4 years until we got to develop this product. And it was the only thing that did not irritate me in any regards. Yes, it did create some friction, because you had to keep reapplying and it, you know, but not as bad as what I felt in water and silicone. Or aloe vera or the other coconut, except unless it was pure coconut. And that's what we were doing at the grocery store. So with that, I just said to Brian, you know, we got to do something, because coconut oil is great, but it is getting all over me. It is going in places in my body that is now making me uncomfortable. And if I don't have a special sheet underneath my body, my sheets, my clothes, everything are just getting stained.
Fucking destroyed. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know what the other part about coconut oil, as a, so, you know, I've also used coconut oil as a lube for sex.
Yep, same.
And it's it feels great. It's a great, mm-hmm. It does make for a great lubricant.
Lasts for a long time,
but here's
too.
The problem that I have with using coconut oil as a lube for sex.
Yep.
I like cooking with coconut oil. And right? when you're fucking with coconut oil, it doesn't take long before cooking with coconut oil becomes kind of unappetizing. It sort of ruins coconut oil for cooking after you've fucked with it for so
Agreed.
Much. It does have its benefits, but also those benefits sort of kind of tank after a certain period of time. I also want to say for folks that are just listening and can't see you, Deb.
Yeah.
Deb, you went through perimenopause quite early. You're 32, right? You're 32 years old.
Sorry.
I think you're having trouble seeing past that beautiful shade of
You know what, Jeremy, I love you so, so much. I just flippin' love you.
How old are you, Deb?
I am going to be 62 in less than a week.
This is the other part that I fucking love is that 62, you know, the age of some people's grandparents.
Yep.
Is out here making a fucking lube mm-hmm. for all the generations.
Solving problems, I love it. Kicking butts.
I love it. I love it because it's, you know, it just takes that whole like there is still to this day this sort of ageist view on sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't want to like people get uncomfortable. They don't want to think about it. But it's or people like literally think that, oh, once you have menopause, it's over. Like there's no fucking after that. And this is a, you know, you are a perfect example of how, hey, it's sex doesn't just end because you are over the hill. Sex doesn't just end because you've hit a certain number in the time that you've spent here on this earth.
Well, and I think we've also learned that pain deters people from having sex.
Right, right.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And when you don't have a product out there that's going to help you with that, then it just deters you even more. Like, why bother? And I'll tell you guys, and this is upfront and honest, I did not have an orgasm myself until I was 53 years old.
In your whole life?
53, my whole life.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Okay. Wow. So, and you know, that goes back to many other things. I mean, it's just due to some of my past. It's due to my, you know, my insecurities. It's due to the men that I've chosen in my life. It's due to not feeling safe with my partners. I think that safety was really important to me. And I didn't realize that until I met Brian, who made me feel very safe and allowed me to open up a side of me that I just thought this was so cool. So this, I put it in this way. When I went through this, I was 53, but my vagina was 18.
Yeah. I was going to say like 53, very first orgasm. Did your fucking head explode? Like what was the, what was that
like? You're going to love this part. You're going to absolutely love this part. So yes, my head did explode. I'm just like going, oh my God, this is what it's about. Oh my God. Like it was just like a cloud. It's like this cloud was like in my head and over on top of me and it just disappeared. It's just like going, you know what I mean? That's what I felt like.
And it came online.
Right. And then the next thing we find out, I'm a flipping awesome squirter. Like who would have known? Sorry, I told you I'm going to get personal here, you know?
Yeah. We love it.
You don't only need the backup sheets for the coconut oil, so you also need some fucking towels.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got my special I got my special blanket, you know what I mean, that you can buy that just like, you know, it helps for those. And it's so funny because the guy we buy it from, he goes, I always know when they're squirters because they come and get our blankets. So
it's just a regular blanket
Please
store.
Tell me you got it at Costco and it was just one of the greeters.
No, I got it at the Taboo Sex Show.
Oh, good.
Amazing.
Yeah. So there was just like, I can do this. What? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. My vagina was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of catching up to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of catching up.
So you're using the coconut oil and you get to a point where it's like, okay, this worked for a minute, but it's not ideal. It's not the solution.
No.
where the fuck do you start to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it myself. Like we're going to make our own product that solves this problem.
Yeah. And I will tell you guys, we actually got the concept idea from a woman that used to have a shop here in Peterborough, and she used to make a massage bar, and her massage bar, one of her main ingredients was shea butter. Mm-hmm. And we used to buy that from her and use it as a lubricant. And she said she had a lot of people do that. So that's kind of how the concept of a solid that melts at body temperature, that's how we got the concept.
Right, right. So again, folks, the Pleasure Pod, if you haven't seen it on like one of our social clips here, it's this little sort of
cake.
Yeah, it's just like this little sort of puck, this little pod.
I'm showing it right now for you guys, so it's that, right here. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a little miniature bar of soap.
It does.
And it's solid. Like you can hold it in your hands.
Yeah. Or bite it. It also
you can. You can bite it. Yeah, it's fats, right? So it doesn't taste really good, but most of the time you're just doing it to spit it out. So as I say, people, if you're in a rush and you just want to cut a piece and you want to insert whatever, you know, just bite it. So food grade ingredients too.
Okay. So in order to use it, like what's the process? Do you rub it through your hands and you're starting a fire?
Yeah. So what I say to everybody, when you take it out of there, and my hands are just a little cold because my room's cold, but is that you just need to give it a little bit of love. And I just put it in between my hands. And when I start feeling it melt, which doesn't, it's like 30 seconds, you start to feel it melt, unless your hands are really cold. And then once you feel that happening, then you just keep rubbing in between your hands, and then you get this lube. But I say my hands are cold, so you're not going to be able to see, you know, the liquid that I can normally show. Mm-hmm. But yes, and so my hands are nice and full of glide. And then it depends on how much you want and, you know, what's involved in your activity. But you can also take the pod once it's heated up, and you can actually place it in any private areas that you want to utilize it. And some people say, well, doesn't it get dirty? And I'm like, well, it depends on how someone's groomed. Will they get hair on it? Yes. If they're not groomed, yes. But you can take it off with a cloth, or you can just put it under hot, hot water for a second or two, and it comes right off.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, and if you're using it with the same partner, then you know what? Who cares? It's their hair or whatever else, right? So, yeah. Mm. What do you think of the smell?
It does smell nice. Yeah.
It's got a mild cocoa aroma. So we don't add anything to it. And the aroma is actually coming from the cocoa butter.
Ooh.
So that's what it's from. Yeah.
So what is it? Like, what is it made of? Like, what are the ingredients?
The number one ingredients is mango butter. Then it's followed by cocoa, our lovely chocolate, which is why you're getting that cocoa aroma. Mm-hmm. And then lastly in the butters, it's cocum butter, which I think is kind of appropriate. Cocum butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then less than 1% of argan, olive, and rosemary oil. And that rosemary oil is your natural preservative.
Okay.
What the fuck can you not make butter of? Like mango butter? What the hell is mango butter?
Mango butter has so many amazing qualities and components to it. That's why we combined all of these three butters together. Is the cocum butter is actually known to open up pores, because a lot of butters can clog pores. So you need like a special one to help open the pores. And they can use other ingredients, but we want to continue using a butter. So that actually opens the pores. Once it finally starts, you know, dissolving, it will now automatically go into your body. But these butters to combine together and all the other oils are so hydrating, healing, and nourishing for your body that we actually call it a skincare as well, because you can use it any parts of your body. So for instance, if you go and get some waxing, sugaring, you do some shaving, and you get any red bumps or some irritations, put it on right after you do either one of those applications. And I'm telling you, it clears it all up. You're not going to get the bumping. You're not going to get any of those things, because it's got all these wonderful qualities. It's got vitamin A. It's got B, it's got C, it's got D, it's got E, it's got K, it's got omega 3 and 6 in it as well too. So there's just incredible healing properties into this, these butters. So see, it's not going to hurt you. It's not something that you're going to want to. And what's even nicer, I'll give you guys a little tip here, is that you take this and Brady, I can tell this to you, is if you take this and put it into a microwavable dish, put it in the microwave for 45 seconds, a whole pot, it becomes a beautiful warm liquid for massage. And it is so, so lovely. Or for some people that can't really get their heads around a solid, it works really, really well for now a liquid lube.
Yeah. Okay. I love the idea personally of a massage bar, something that melts as you like rub it into someone.
Yeah, it's almost like a, it's like, like a gua sha, sort of like gua sha oil sort of.
Yeah.
Kill two birds with one stone is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, totally. It's just like, you know, the, there's the enticing bit of like an ice cube that like melts as you run it. It's got that sort of like sensual, extra sensual quality to it.
Right. And I suppose like you could even look at, you could even take this pot and sort of, you know, for a temporary amount of time, use it as a, as like a toy, essentially, you know, like taking this, this solid object and, literally using it to build friction and stimulate the genitals.
Yeah, and we made it kind of ergonomically like this because this fits very nice in the vulva of the woman.
Right.
So it's really nice and pleasing and so forth. And then, of course, we have the flat side. So if you want to put it on the body for massage and so forth, and it's comfortable in the hand, right? That was another really important thing to us. So we're just getting started, guys. This is just the start of where we're going to go with this. And so we've had, and it's interesting you mentioned, Jeremy, about silicone. You avoid silicone. Can I ask you why?
Mostly just because of how, like how slippery it is. It just feels a lot, it feels like there's a lot more cleanup needed after, after, and I've only really used it for like, I've used it for anal over anything else. But it feels so messy. So I just, you know, I'm not a big fan of the mess.
And then you also said, so let me ask you guys both a question. And when you buy lubes, where do you buy your lubes?
Sex store.
Sex store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like Jeremy said, we've had the pleasure of receiving samples from people over the years, and that's been really eye-opening as well. I remember early days getting some sort of CBD base one, but there was, it was always coming from the States, and then there's real issues getting it over the border, especially if there's CBD in it.
Not with this one, not with the pleasure pods made right here in Canada, beautiful Ontario.
And I will tell you, and that's a really good point, Brady, is that we are actually going to come out with a CBD. So
cool.
Yeah, it is something that is in our repertoire of things that we're going to come out with at some point. So it is on our list. We have made them. And, you know, we've even made ones with THC. And I'll just tell you, the THC does not work. So it does not make your vagina or your penis a high. So it just doesn't do anything. So, but I will tell you what's really great when you do it is if you take one of the THC and you melt it on toast, you know, when the toast is hot, you take your butter on the toast. Oh, it's, it's nice. It's really, it's really nice. So,
wow. Okay, yeah. That's a different market.
It is.
But I do feel like there's some spreadable THC. I haven't seen that in the cannabis stores around here.
Right. So how, like, what is the process to figuring out, you know, so you said there's mango butter and there's olive oil and rosemary oil. Like what was the sort of trial and error kind of process of trying to figure out, okay, what are the butters or the oils that are going to make this thing that is sort of similar to coconut oil, but has that quality that lasts and that quality that feels good and feels healthy.
It doesn't stain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And doesn't make a mess. You know what? It took a lot. When we went into this, Brian got on the phone and called, and this was during the pandemic. So Brian started his research in 2020, and I'm going to say probably around the summertime. And he basically called researchers right across the world. We spoke to butter specialists in both Mango and Kokum in Bangkok, one of the universities there in Thailand. And then quite a few researchers here in Canada, one at the University of Guelph, who's been recognized with many awards. And then we contacted a formulator who actually owns a plant here. It's called Plant Power. And she actually, this is what she does. She teaches at school. She's a formulator. And she has her own organization and company where she actually helps and sells these butters and all different type of organic or natural type of products like this. So we pulled all of that together, said what we're looking for, what we needed as a consistency, and took over 2 years to develop this.
Did you run into any, like, you know, approaching these different people and these companies, you know, were any of them like, we're not like, we can't get behind fucking lube. Like we're a butter company. We're not, you know, we're not trying to fucking axe the mango butter industry with your, with your perverted endeavors.
You know what? We really didn't. Really enjoyed what, and thought what we were doing was really different. And you know, we had to master as well too. How do we make this a solid? Right. Yeah. I mean, that was a really key factor. How do you make these butters a solid? What's the science behind it? And, you know, once you put it in the package, you know, how does it continuously stay solid and so forth? So that was a lot of research, which I can't share because it's kind of a little bit of our trade secret. But it took a lot.
Grandma can't share that secret recipe.
No, it's
fucking lasagna recipe is going to the grave. So is that lube recipe.
And the recipe, you can give me the ingredients, but how we made it a solid and keep it a solid, you know, without any refrigeration, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different technology behind that. And that's another thing that we had to do. So once we got the ingredients, which our formulator figured out, then we had to figure out, how are we going to create this as a solid? And that was a whole nother part of research that had to be done and talking to specialists and experts in that area. So, yeah. And then, and I'll tell you guys, one of the reasons also we were really about a solid is that we didn't want to bring in any more of these bottles, right? That was really important to us. When we went over in Cambodia and lived there for almost 2 years, you know, a lot of our garbage in North America is shipped over there. And so you really get to see it and you get to see the mounds of it because, and it's really distressing. And we didn't want to contribute to the environment anymore in that regards. So our packaging is 100% recyclable. It breaks down very, very quickly. And it's food grade as well too. And so it was really important to us that we do this. And as much as people say, well, can't you just make it a liquid? Yeah, you can. Put it in your microwave.
Turn Me On Podcast. We'll be back after this short break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think it makes a ton of sense. And I love that you also solve that problem of the excess plastic. Okay. Timeline here from inception. I'm also curious about what Brian's background is here. Cause he sounds like he's a resourceful person, you know, to start just going, well, let's dig into the
research.
He knows
how to make a phone call. Yeah.
Knows how to make a phone call. Exactly. Yeah. And like, because you're talking, I'm like, but who are the solidification experts? Like, do you go to a makeup company? Do you go to a, how do
they
you?
They went to Big Butter. You didn't hear?
They went to Big Butter?
Yeah, Big Butter.
You know what? It really came down to Brian's background. I mean, he went to Western University. He actually went into engineering.
Okay.
And then he realized after, you know, a year or so that, I think it was about a year, he kind of moved in and said, you know what? No, I need to be an entrepreneur. So he went into the business section of it and has been an entrepreneur since then. So he kind of knows what needs to be, you know, his mind just works that way on how to engineering everything and what's involved. And then just reaching out to these people. And you've got to understand, this was during the pandemic. So a lot of people that he was speaking to weren't as busy as they were, you know, before the pandemic, right? I mean, a lot of people were like, didn't know what to do. They didn't have their schools. They didn't have their students coming. It was a whole thing. So they had a little bit more time on their hands to be involved and have conversations with Brian.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. So that's really what a lot of it, you know, came down to. And Brian is a very, very resourceful individual and really knows how to really dig a little bit deeper and just keep researching and calling out to these people and asking them, you know, and sometimes he'd have to call several times. It wasn't just the first phone call, but he was very determined to get the answers.
So from the beginning of making the decision, like we're going to create a product, to getting this product that you can now hold in your hand, sell to people are using, like how long are we talking here?
I'm going to probably say 4 years.
4 years.
Ooh. Yeah.
And so for the next product to come out to hit the shelves, I'm assuming that's going to be a much shorter timeline. Like what are you thinking in terms of next release?
Well, so first of all, we're releasing this product again because we were very fortunate, as you can see behind me, Winner. We went to the Canadian Health Food Association, which is a very large CPG industry, so consumer packaging goods industry. And we went to that in September after only launching for about 8 months. And we went to that show. We landed into a program they called the Launchpad. And the Launchpad is, I can give you analogies, it's a mini, mini version of Dragon's Den. And so what they do is you put your applications in. There was 88 applicants. And then they determine in their crew there who's going to be the 8 finalists. We were chosen as one of the 8 finalists. And once you get picked, you then go and do a pitch for 2 minutes in front of the 4 judges and an audience of distributors, brokers, retailers, and so forth. And there's about 200 people in that room. So we went and did our pitch with 8 other finalists, and we found out we won. And we won $25,000, which was in prizes. So we get a free booth, free membership, some advertising and things like that. So, and a lot of recognition. And so we won that. From that, Brian and I weren't really sure what industry we were going to go into. We were hitting the adult stores, and we still plan on it. We still go that route. It just takes a little bit longer. But we went, oh my God. And like, if you've noticed our packaging right now, currently the one you guys have, there's no French on it. Now we're winning in the CPG industry, and we're like, oh my gosh. So we need to make our packaging for the CPG industry.
What is CPG?
The consumer packaging goods.
Okay,
so everything you buy in the grocery stores, everything you buy in pharmacies, all of that, every brand that you see, that's part of the consumer packaging goods.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we thought, okay, we have to change our packaging. At first, we have to make it bilingual. And then we also noticed that our big clientele is really women. And like in most products, I hate to say, it is mostly women. And women get very scared off of a black. It's too sex related for them. And it really scares them. And that's one of the reasons why we really wanted to call it pleasure pods, because pleasure to women, it speaks a lot more comforting, a lot more, they don't feel scared as much. And it's just reassuring. And so we're kind of trying to make that change instead of saying the word sex to say pleasure, because it's so much more relatable. And so we want to make the packaging a little bit more appealing to the ladies. And so, but we also want to make it appealing to all markets. So I don't know if you guys have been on our site, but we've actually changed the red that's around our logo. It's actually been changed to a rainbow.
Yeah, I love it.
And so, and that's to be, it's all inclusive. So
I also got to say the font choice, the new font choice.
You like it?
On point.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for saying that, because that was one of our new designers. And because I wanted to kind of bring the 70s back, because if we all remember the sexual revolution in the 70s, right? So to me, we're really going through another change when it comes to the pleasure revolution.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and that's where I'm going with this. And that's where we want to go with this product, and really change how you look at this now.
Yeah.
Especially, so folks,
For folks listening, thepleasurepods.com, thepleasurepods with an S.com. If you want to go check out the website. And again, I just want to state one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show is we think you're fucking awesome. I really do think that I know that half of our listeners are in the States, and we've covered lots of sex toys and products from the States. But we rarely get a chance to talk to Canadians that are making stuff that is increasing pleasure and changing the conversation around pleasure, especially when it pertains to women's pleasure. And then on top of that, the other layer too is just the fact that you are, again, a Canadian small business owner who is also a woman who has experienced perimenopause and is trying to increase the awareness of pleasure for women even in their older ages, which I just think is so important. So if you're listening to this right now and you think that Deb is as adorable as we do and is so sweet, and you are also a fan of lube that feels good and is good for the planet and isn't tested on animals and is a Canadian product, just go check it out. Check out the website, because I'm rooting for you guys. I think this is really awesome.
Thank you, Jeremy. And thank you for mentioning that you have a lot of audience in the United States, because I want to share with people in the United States that, because we had a lot of interest in the United States, a lot of doctors too. We have a lot of naturopaths. We have a lot of gynecologists and so forth that are really interested in our product. And we will be in the United States no later than September of this year.
Congrats.
Yeah. So I just want everyone to know it is coming. So don't get discouraged, because I know right now we're only shipping in Canada. You can find our product on Amazon as well as our own personal website. But it will be coming to the United States. We just have to go through the requirements that are required from the United States with any kind of product like this. And we're just in the process of doing that. So we're pretty excited that we're hoping it won't be any later than September, but it could be earlier.
Okay. So I got a question that some people probably would have if they went to your website and they were looking at, buying a pack. You guys have the two pods for a pack, you have four pods for a pack, six pods for a pack. If I got two pods and, I'm using it as a lube, and let's say I'm having pretty regular intercourse, using lube pretty much every single time.
Yep.
How does how long does a pod last when you're looking at it in comparison to a 275 milliliter bottle of lube? Because lube in a bottle, it can go a long fucking way. And these pods are really not big, they're just a little tiny little bar in your hand. So what is the, how long does a pod last?
So I will give it to you really easy. So a two pack of the two pods together, as you notice, our two pack is equal to about a 4.2 ounce bottle of lube.
Okay. All right.
So yeah. Which is this size.
Yeah. Okay? It's here, for, really it's for people that are listening. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's like the, yeah. It's like the smaller kind of bottle that looks like a, I don't know, a really expensive bottle of conditioner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, fair. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like one of those fucking.
But let's keep in mind here too, is that when
and that's
comes,
for one pod? That's for one pod?
That's for two pods.
For two. Okay,
for
got
two
it. Yeah,
pods,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I want to make it clear, as I say, for one pod, it's 2 to 4 sessions with a partner. And again, it all depends. That's why we say 2 to 4 sessions, as I like to call them. If it's toy play or solo play, it's anywhere from 6 to 8 sessions. It all depends. Sure. And this is okay. Totally safe with all toys. You just need to clean it with hot water and a little bit of mild soap, you know, that's safe, and dry it off. And it's totally safe with that.
Amazing.
Okay. It is not safe, though, for anyone that's using condoms or mm-hmm. anybody that has an allergy to mango.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Good. Which God help anyone who has a fucking allergy to mango, because
we've met
a few.
We've met a few.
You are missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I love it.
Does
I love
the
it.
Does the so because we haven't talked about the tin.
Yes.
Does the tin come with an order, or is that a separate thing?
No. When you get anything online right now, you get it with a tin. Our okay. next goal is to have pods on there, because a lot of people, when they buy it, they want to buy more. They don't need another tin. So yeah. The idea is that we will have ones on there soon. We're just working on a couple of things that will just be 4 pods all by itself. So all they do is get that and do that. But everything right now is with a tin. Now, when we're in retail, which we're working on right now, it will only be the pod, but we'll run promos where the stores will give out free tins when they order, when they buy a pod as a promo. So
yeah. It's a very nice size tin yeah.
it
as
is.
Well.
Yeah.
It
and
is.
If you don't want to put your pod in there, it's a great place to store your weed. Or,
oh yeah. 100%.
I know. And you know, and the other thing is, you can hold 2 pods in there. A total 2 pods together in there. And if you have one used a little bit, you can almost hold up to 3.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We're coming up to time, but before we wrap, I'm so curious, again, like just to throw back to the fact that you're in your 60s and you take this pivot to create a lube. Mm-hmm. What was, you know, like, what was the reaction from family? Like, did you have, you know, I assume that you have children, maybe your children have children or.
No, I don't have
any
children.
Oh, hell yeah. So you don't have to fucking
answer
anyone.
I don't have any children. Brian has 2 daughters and they don't talk about it with us, but I will share with you. And it's a really cute little story. We have a little granddaughter on Brian's, one of Brian's oldest Ooh. Daughter, and she always comes over and she always wants a pod. Ooh. And she goes, I said, absolutely, honey, you can have a pod because it's a skincare too. Mm-hmm. So she likes to put it on her skin. And she goes, can I put it here? Can I put it there? Can I put it on my lips? Honey, you can put it anywhere. It's totally safe for you. And it's really good for your skin. So she, because she sees me doing it. So she wants to do it. So I give her own pod. So it's that safe. And I had people before using for their children's lips, you know, when they get big marks up here from licking them and so forth in the winter, they put that on there. They said, it's better than half of the bombs out there. So there's so many multiple purposes. You can even use this in water, guys. So water play. If you drop this into a cup of water, it will just float. There's no interaction with water. So that's another really, really nice thing that you can do with this product. So we are massage, pleasure, and skincare.
I love it.
Yeah, I could definitely see using a bar like that literally in the shower, like a co-showering toy.
Yeah. Exactly, girl. Exactly. So, yeah, a lot of great opportunities here.
Well, Deb, this has been an absolute pleasure. See what I did there? That's great. And I'm rooting for you. I think this is so great, and I'm really looking forward to trying out the pod.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how your trajectory goes with this, because I just think like it's such an important market to have thoughtful experience, like people who are using their firsthand experience to be actually developing the products. Mm-hmm. And we're only going to see more sex positivity in the future. And that is our goal.
Yeah,
and
exactly. We need... And I just have to say something, Brady, please, because from a person who's done over 8 shows in this industry, we are becoming, and I don't know how long we've been like this, but we're becoming a pleasureless society. And it makes me very, very sad. It really makes me sad. And I want to see you doing more of this in your podcast, because we desperately need help in our society. So I want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing, because it is so, so needed.
Well, thank you so much for adding your piece to our growing catalog. This has been an absolute pleasure, and we can't wait to watch how far Pleasure Pods go.
Yeah. And last note, sorry guys, I'm sorry, Brady. Last note that I'm thinking of, and we always need your audience's help. If you want to see your product in stores, go into your stores and ask them, do you carry Pleasure Pods? And if you don't, why not? So, because we want to get more retailers to get them out to your hands.
That's such a simple action item for all of our listeners to do the next time they're in their neighborhood sex shop. Just simple question to ask, and it goes a long way for Canadian small business owners.
Or their neighborhood fucking organic store, you know?
That's fair. Yeah absolutely.
Totally. Mm-hmm. How can people find Pleasure Pods and keep up with the great work that you guys are doing?
Thank you. Follow us on Instagram at The Pleasure Pods. And we're also on Facebook under Butters and Oils. But follow us on Instagram. That's where we're mostly at. We do have a TikTok account at The Pleasure Pods as well, too. And it's not up right now, but it'll be coming back up again. So those are the best means. Or follow us on our website and get us our newsletters. We'll be starting newsletters soon.
Well, thanks, Deb. This has been so fun.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right. There we have it, folks. Hope you enjoyed that conversation that we just had. And thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to support the podcast further, you can do that by leaving a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, or you can simply rate the podcast on the Spotify mobile app. And if you want to support the podcast even further than that, which you can.
Wow.
You can go to
so kind and thoughtful and generous.
So thoughtful. So generous. Go to patreon.com/turnmeon to become a patron and help us keep this podcast afloat.
Well, if you want to reach out to us, turnmeonpodcast@gmail.com is always open for all of your messages. That's the best way to get in touch. If you have a question for us, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you have a recommendation for a guest on the show, or if you just want to send us a little love note, email, money transfer, all of that.
Sex toy.
You know, our email inbox is open to you.
That is it for this week. Until next week.
Why don't you go touch yourself?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.